Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I just wanted to be able to use the word.
You wanted to be able to use this word against an employee.
It was not so much that, Mr. Hendry, as just being able to use the word and express frustration I think every American is expressing or is feeling right now.
Mr. Wireman is your attorney. Mr. Wireman, tell me about American rage. This sounds like that black rage thing we heard about.
No, it certainly is not, Mr. Hendry. American rage is a very real feeling that American citizens by the millions are experiencing. It is justifiable anger against an ungrateful and trivial world. Since World War II, we have seen our flag burned in every country of the world, and of course our citizens murdered.
But gentlemen, Mr. Green is accused by this Mr. Donatan, an employee of his, and for those of you who are just joining us, Robert Green is the CEO of Fraser Foods. He has filed a countersuit against an employee who sued him. You used a racially charged word.
Yes, sir.
Against an employee because you just simply wanted to use the word.
Yes, sir, that is correct. I just felt, as my attorney has just indicated, millions of Americans are feeling this rage at not being able to express how they feel about the very unfair way our country is being treated internationally right now. And I want to set the context, if I could. Like a lot of Americans, I've seen picture after picture of these beheadings, people making a much bigger deal out of these Arabs in dog collars. I've seen people all over the world, as millions of Americans have, calling us names. The average American can't do anything about it. We're not allowed to do anything about it. We're not allowed to say anything about it. And by virtue of the OSHA standards and the equal employment requirements, which I'm very familiar with as an employer, we cannot say how we feel in the workplace, a place where we spend 80% of our day. And all I wanted to do, and maybe it's wrong, at this point I'm not willing to say, I just wanted to say the word. It's just say it and get it out of my system.
All right, this is the gentleman that you were talking about, Mr. Co Donatan. Where is he from?
My understanding, sir, is he is from Singapore. He's a employee, or was an employee of Mr. Green's.
He was my produce manager.
Did you like this man?
Well, that's just it. I didn't really like him, but that had nothing to do with it. Here's this guy from another Arab country, and he's over here, and meanwhile, Arabs are killing our people. And,
well, he's not. He's from Malaysia, which is not an Arab country. It's a Muslim country.
Well, the Muslim country, that's what you meant to say, correct?
Yes, sir.
Well, right there is a problem. You got to understand what it is you're talking about. So you went over to him and you said what?
Yes, sir. I was watching him set up a display, and I walked over, and I wanted to be able to say it. I just wanted to say, you're not allowed to say it anymore. And I wanted to say it because I felt like it was going to explode. And I walked over to him and I said, you mother-loving raghead. And I just wanted to do what millions of Americans want to do. And we always get a finger wagged in our face. And we're told we can't. I wanted to call this guy a raghead.
Mr. Wireman, is that your understanding?
That is my understanding, yes, sir. He called him a mother-loving raghead as the result of an enragement that Americans are feeling and are not allowed to express it because of the politically correct environment that we are living in.
Well, all right. Our number, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, listening in from wherever you are tonight, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This is a story about calling a man a name because you just felt like calling him a name that is difficult because, first of all, you say you wanted to call an Arab. Well, he wasn't Arab. He's from Malaysia.
Well, he was a Muslim, I think.
Well, he may be a Muslim. Did you want to call a Muslim that name?
Mr. Abbas, this is about the Muslims that are causing our country all kinds of problems with their murders, with their...
All right, then that's a specific kind of Muslim. You can't just call everyone...
Well, it didn't matter at that time. I saw this guy...
You hired him.
Yes, sir, I did hire him.
All right, so you hired this man knowing that he was Malaysian, knowing that he was Muslim. He's good at his job, right?
Yes, sir, he is.
Why don't you like him?
I don't like him because for a lot of reasons I don't like him. It's always the women. My understanding is he has had sexual relations with a lot of the women who work for us. And
but this doesn't have anything. Well, we're talking about American rage.
Well, I want this defined. American rage. Is this a clinical diagnosis? Is this based on any kind of psychiatric evaluation?
I have depositions from a half a dozen respected psychiatrists in the field of employment psychology, Mr. Henry. It is now believed that millions of Americans are at risk health-wise because they are feeling justifiable anger at other countries and cultures, yet they are not allowed to express their feelings due to an oppressive atmosphere in this country. And this can cause serious depression, physically manifested symptoms, and so on. And
I just wanted to be able to call, to say raghead. I wanted to call this guy a mother-loving raghead. And
well, this man was a good worker. Was he a good employee? I'm sure that this gentleman felt unfairly castigated.
This has nothing to do with Mr. Donatan. This has to do with Mr. Green suffering from a malady that I think millions of Americans... I believe it will create a healthy environment when people can get this off their chest. And certainly I foresee a time when a man can call another man... right now this is inconceivable, when a man can call another man the N-word. And it won't be...
What are you talking about, the N-word? Are you talking about calling a white man, calling a black man that?
If I could jump in, yes, Mr. Henry, my feeling is there's not really hate behind it. I just want to be able to do it. I just want to say it. No one lets me say it. But I just...
You understand.
All right, well, what I'm hearing here is a man who wants to be able to use a word that is prohibited, I suppose, socially. And if he's not allowed to use this word, he will suffer serious psychological depression. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. I'm saying that...
Doesn't that sound childish?
Not in the present context of the world that we live in.
Mr. Henry, please understand that our country right now is engaged in a battle to free the Iraqi people. We're getting absolutely no gratitude for this whatsoever. Our soldiers are being killed. Our citizens are being killed. Even our own people, the American people, are exhibiting a lot of people are not, you know, they're not exhibiting courage, I don't think. And I just want to say,
you have a frustrated businessman.
Well, first of all, he owns the business. He called one of his employees a raghead. He called...
You can't go anywhere without seeing an American getting his head cut off and naked Iraqi prisoners and dead. So these three ingredients make a very volatile situation.
And they also make a volatile civilian.
Let's get back to you saying, foreseeing a time when it would be healthy for a white man to walk up to a black guy and call him the N-word. You really think that?
Yes, sir. I'm saying it would do so much to help clear the air in our country if a white guy could just walk up to any black man and say, how you doing, you know, N-word.
Well, you're going to get yourself killed.
I know, but did you see... If you put it in the...
And that's not even American rage, is it?
No, that's not American rage. That is just...
Well, that's just plain race hate.
No, it's not just... It isn't just all black people. It's just the violent criminal ones.
Like rappers and people like that.
Just walk up to a rapper and say, how you doing, N-word.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're talking with Harvey Weierman and Robert Green. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Green, one day at his workplace, walked over to a Muslim employee of his and called him a, quote, mother-loving raghead. You say you did that, Mr. Green, because you just wanted to be able to use the word, that it is prohibited from being used socially, that you are called a racist if you use it, and so on, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And you are feeling that, and Mr. Weierman, you are describing a condition that you call American rage, which you believe is a psychiatric condition suffered by millions of Americans who cannot get off their chest how they're feeling about the world condition.
Yes, sir. And again, let me emphasize, American rage is a recent phenomenon born of the era just past World War II, where after freeing the world and protecting it from a horrific dictator, the American people were treated as pariah and have been increasingly insulted the world around the world. And what do we get for foreign aid and everything else?
Why can't I go out and say, you stinking rag? You know.
And again, you can hear that.
I'm hearing a little bit of irrationality here. I'm hearing...
You're hearing rage. You're hearing American rage. You're hearing American rage. He wants to talk to you.
I just want to walk up to a guy and say, you filthy...
I didn't hear that.
All right. Hold on. Hold on. We countersued him.
He sued you for a hostile work environment, correct?
That is correct. We countersued him for creating an American rage environment.
Well, this is what I don't get. The guy is an innocent worker working for a living, standing there working the produce department. He's one of your managers. You walked up and called him this name. How did he know he was creating rage?
It's not his fault individually. It's his fault culturally. Because he came here, he should have known it was going to...
There should have been some awareness, Mr. Henry. Again, it's Mr. Wireman.
Yes, sir.
There should have been some awareness on the part of this man that by showing up in America, he was going to, make some... He was going to provoke some people.
And, all right, hold the line, gentlemen. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Harvey Wireman, attorney at law from San Marino, California. Mr. Bob Green, his client. They are countersuing an employee who alleges race bias or a hostile work environment. Mr. Green walked over to an employee of his, called him a raghead, said that he just wanted to say the word. According to Mr. Wireman, Mr. Green is suffering from a condition called American rage. You know what? It sounds a lot like this black rage thing, which they tried to proffer during that Long Island Expressway shooting. That millions of Americans are increasingly angry and frustrated and don't know how to express it due to a repressive social environment. As a result, they are getting increasingly enraged, and he expressed it to this man, an innocent man, an employee of his, an innocent Muslim employee. He called him a raghead, wants the right to be able to do that. Otherwise, we've got psychiatric problems. You know, the world is just spinning a little too fast for me these days. To keep track not only politically of what's going on, but in the sociologic and psychological world, it's spinning a little too fast. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. American rage. Are Americans tired of not being able to use these words, raghead and other words? 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Back in a moment.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Truth, justice, comedy. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking with Harvey Wireman, an attorney, and Robert Green, the owner of a groceries chain in Orange County, California. He called an employee of his a raghead because you just wanted to call him raghead because you're not allowed to say raghead. Is that correct, Mr. Green?
Because the social environment...
Hold on, Mr. Henry. Mr. Wireman, I don't want it to sound as if Mr. Green's being childish. Americans are feeling...
I know. You're saying Americans are feeling enraged and they ought to be able to express their rage by calling people names.
They're not... No, not by calling people names, just to be able to say the word. Why can't they say the word? In traveling the last 2 years, I traveled through many parts of Damascus. I was in Syria, and I traveled there with an exchange group of attorneys. I was also in Lebanon with an exchange group of attorneys as well. And I was not allowed to use any terms such as raghead or towel jockey or this kind of thing, or sand jockey.
And you're in Syria.
What difference does it make?
You're in their country. You want to be able to call a guy a raghead in Syria.
I'm an American citizen who has been deprived of his right to express his justifiable anger at the way we've been treated internationally.
That's my point, too, Mr. Henry. I wanted to be able to travel to these countries and say these things, but I'm not allowed to. I'm not allowed to look at a guy who might have a bomb on him. I'm not allowed to look at a guy who might fly an airplane and crash it into people. I'm not allowed to look at him right in the face and say, you mother love you.
I can hear the anger in your voice.
Oh, you can understand.
I'm angry because I can't say you, sand, and then use the N-word.
Tell you, Mr. Henry.
Well, that N-word thing.
Well, hold on, Mr. Henry. We live in a country that has freedom of speech. Why can't Americans use that right of freedom of speech to call each other to vent their frustration? My client can't even call him the guy a raghead. Why? Because he's an American who's not allowed to use free speech.
Look, can you tell me, you're an attorney, Mr. Wireman, what is the essential truth behind a thing called hate speech or fighting words? In other words, if you say to a man, you're a white man, you walk up to a black guy and call him the N-word, that guy is justified, in the eyes of the law, he's justified in clocking you. I mean, in hitting you.
And that's wrong.
That's wrong.
Why? What?
Because he has no right to inflict physical damage on a man just because someone called him a sand N-word.
And we had gone over to Egypt, my wife and I both on a tour of the Mediterranean. I went down into a couple of the gift shops in a hotel. And I wanted to say, you know, because at this time, about 6 months after 9/11, I wanted to just say all of you sand N-word, and I couldn't do it.
I'll tell you right now, I think you're asking for trouble. I think you're asking for death. Walking into a gift shop in a hotel in Egypt and saying, all of you sand N-word.
Are you speaking with me?
I'm speaking to both of you gentlemen. Isn't that asking for death?
Look at Mr. Henry. A man has the right to express how he feels. If you don't want American rage, then the media has to stop jamming these beheadings and these naked prisoners down our throat. That includes you, Mr. Henry. You talk about the naked Iraqis all the time. You're part of the problem.
And you're saying me talking about naked Iraqis is fueling American rage?
Absolutely. Because they...
Well, it's a prison abuse that people have to...
Oh, Jesus, there you go.
You know, Mr. Henry, you talk about these naked Iraqis only makes me want to call them scum-sucking...
Are you all right?
I can't even use the words.
So me talking about naked Iraqis makes you angry with me and angry with them. Why?
Because, big deal, they're nude. We had a guy get his head sawed off like somebody was sizing up a piece of 2x4 for a garage. And I think, to my way of thinking, if you can't look at those guys and say they're a pack of sand-sucking ragheads, then I think there's something wrong.
Absolutely. That's what we are basically talking about.
How is the lawsuit going?
Well, we have countersued, and we have countersued in Superior Court in Los Angeles County. And we have basically told Mr. Donatai and his attorney that we would settle. And that would be that he would lose his employment at...
Why is the guy getting fired? He didn't do anything.
Because his presence in that store pisses off my client. I mean, that's...
You don't fire a guy because the guy just happens... You don't happen to dig him because he's giving you American rage. He was hired in the first place.
Look, we are settling. We are offering a settlement. He loses his job. We will pay him a month's severance. But he is no longer working there.
And I don't even have these thoughts about yelling raghead until you talked about these things on your show. And those dirty, stinking...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. By the way, they're at a batting cage. Did you hear that? I'm told that Mr. Wireman took his client to a batting cage so he could get his frustration out by hitting a few... What is the word that he used to you, Chris? A few high, hard ones? 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back with your phone calls in a moment.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Relocating the edge and jumping over. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I thank people for holding on. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. We'll get to their phone calls, but I just want to be clear, Mr. Green. You want to be able to walk up to an African-American, walk up to a Muslim, call him raghead, call him the N-word, but you don't mean anything hateful by it.
No, sir, I do not.
If I could jump in, Phil, I just want to, my client would simply like to walk up to an African-American man and say, it would do me a world of good if I could just call you a, and then use the N-word. And hopefully, black people listening will understand that it's just blowing off some steam.
That's all I want to do.
You want to walk up to a Muslim and say, it'll really help me if you'll just let me call you raghead?
Yes, sir.
American rage, Mr. Henry, is... And I don't carry an Army-issue rifle. I don't get to be over in Iraq hunting these scumbags down, and neither does my client. My client owns a grocery store, but he has just as much rage in him as those soldiers, and as a taxpaying American citizen, he has the right to fight the war in his way. And if that means calling his produce manager a mother-loving Singapore export raghead mother...
Both of you guys are angry.
No, sir, I'm not.
Well, it sounds to me like both of you are angry. 1-800-449-8686. Dalio, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Harvey Wireman and Bob Green.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, you want to take away the frustration of the world, right? You want to get out anger and all that?
Well, it's American rage is...
How does American rage figure into calling a black man a name?
Man, I'm telling you this, the more that you call
that's a different thing.
The racial comments, the more anger you're going to add to the world.
Well, that word,
can we keep that word?
That's a word I can use freely all day long.
Let's keep that word off. Hey, Dalio, you can't use it on my show. You understand? Hello? He hung up.
Yeah, of course he hung up, because he's black and he wants to be able to say that, but he won't let a white guy say it.
Well, there's a certain mentality among African Americans that they want to be able to use the word. I don't want anybody using it on my show. 1-800-449.
Well, how come you let him use it?
We dumped it.
Well, I heard it.
No, but my engineer dumped it. It did not go over the air.
Well, I'm.
How can we be sure?
It doesn't make any difference. It didn't go out over the air. I'm not going to let.
Because I heard him. He said N-word. But if I say it, then everybody's going to kick my ass, and I don't know.
We're just trying to have the freedom to say, hey, raghead, and that's it.
And then you just go your merry way.
And I'll just walk right on.
Here is Kimberly on the Phil Henry Show. Kimberly, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bob Green and Harvey Wireman.
Okay. Listen, we can't go and just...
Here's a real winner.
Go up to somebody and call somebody a name just because we feel like it. How would I like it if somebody come up to me and called me a name?
I think you should. What you should do is say, well, that person's letting off some steam. So you won't have, like, suppose a Mexican called you a name. You would say they're just blowing off steam. Otherwise, they're going to have Mexican rage.
I surely wouldn't. I would be like, you can't just come up to me and say that because I didn't do nothing
to
you.
Well, why don't you just let them blow it off? Because
all right, let me see if I get this clearly. You guys say that just by not being allowed to use these words, it's fueling a certain rage in Americans. And if we were to allow Americans to use these words, we wouldn't have American rage.
That's right. Like this lady here, Kimberly, if you just walk up to like, for instance, you're angry at Arabs, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm not angry at Arabs.
You're choking on it. You can't even admit to it.
I'm not angry at Arabs.
Well, you know, see, she can't be honest.
Well, she says she's not angry.
Well, she's... I don't believe her.
Neither do I.
Why not? I mean, Arabs didn't do nothing to me.
Don't you want to just walk up to one of them and go, you towel-wrapping...
No.
Well, this is very unusual. I find millions of Americans have...
Well, millions of Americans have American rage. This lady doesn't have it. Not everybody has the disease, do they?
Yes, but I mean, think of a family of four sitting around the dinner table laughing and sharing their stories of the day. And then think of the father, full of American rage. He comes home and shoots every last one of them dead on the spot. And you know why? Just because a man can't call another man a mother-loving, raghead mother.
Even my attorney's angry about it.
All right, so now you're saying that murder, serial murder, and this kind of thing is caused by American rage.
I think so. I think it sounds pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good theory.
All right, Kimberly, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Now, I guess your suit goes to trial in...
We've got to find a way to defuse this anger, Mr. Henry.
All right, that's fine. Your suit goes to trial in about 3 weeks, in which case you're going to offer... You've offered to settle. You'll fire the guy. He gets a month's severance. How long has he been working there?
About 4 years.
4 years, and the guy's going to get a month's severance.
You got a week a year.
This hasn't anything to do with the fact that he's a Muslim, does it?
Maybe.
Well, then that's against the law.
Everything's against the law.
Phil, you've got a point. Yes, of course it's not right. But Mr. Green has every right to say, I don't want to pay this guy because he's a stinking...
Can't you? You're his attorney.
It's making me angry.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Chester, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I just want to say to this gentleman who's on the air, I'm a black man myself, calling from Orange County, and everything I'm hearing from you is just straight, absolute ignorance. For you to think that you have the audacity to be able to call someone a rag and call someone names because of what a group of individuals did is absolutely insane. David Koresh back in Waco, Texas, there's no reason for us to sit around and say that all white people are absolutely insane because that's what you're doing.
The people who did this to David, the people, guy. You know, the
people. There's no reason. How do you feel you can call someone a raghead when majority of the people out there that are wearing towels in their heads are doing it for religious purposes?
On
they're doing it because that's
America. I got American.
Just because
rage.
You were born in the United States gives you no right to tell someone else they're wrong because they were born over there.
Chester, can I jump in? This is the attorney Harvey Wyman. Chester, I want to just say to you, you sound like an intelligent young man, but you are making a mistake. You're fueling Mr. Green's rage right now. He has American rage toward these towel wrappers.
Could we, gentlemen, please?
See, there you go. You won't let me say towel wrapper. You won't let me say raghead. You won't let me say anything.
I'm absolutely enraged because the reason I'm enraged right now, I'm absolutely upset because
we fight
long and hard for equal rights in America. And for you to be an American and actually feel like you can run around and actually call someone else names is 100% ignorant. You have
it's
like
called
you have
freedom of speech,
you're
sir.
To be an attorney.
It's called freedom of speech, sir, and you
freedom
should be allowed to categorize people
I know exactly
in
what
the way
of
that
speech
you want.
And you as an attorney
well,
should
I
have
don't
respect,
think that,
respect everyone's individual rights.
There's nothing wrong with calling a man a raghead. It's not hateful.
There's nothing wrong with this.
No, of
so what do we call
not.
You? What can we call you?
I've been called many things, sir, and I certainly don't sue people for I've
so
been called
take,
a
man. You don't take
I mean, sir, I'm an attorney. How many things have you called attorneys over the years? Should I sue
I've
you?
Never called an attorney one thing. I don't make a habit. I don't make a living.
Sir,
I'm calling people.
Now, sir, one of the reasons,
you're not a very intelligent.
Well, excuse me.
Like
one of the reasons why I've always respected African-Americans is they're very truthful people. You, on the
okay,
other
so
hand,
you're
are
respecting,
lying.
So you're respecting African-Americans, but you want to call someone a sand N-word, right?
I don't respect you because you're lying.
Why call them a sand N-word? Why can't you use another word to call them?
You probably called me my profession many names, but you just lied about it. Now,
wait a minute. You can't say the man lied about it. He says he's never called attorneys a name.
Oh, give me a break. This sounds like the kind of guy that sues everybody just for winking at him the wrong way.
Winking at him the wrong way. That's a good one. That's good. I can tell what kind of guy you are. You're one of the very smart and intelligent guys.
You
sound like a lightweight. You're one of the ones that would go and defend a guy who killed his wife and his wife's newborn kid.
Yeah, no,
that's
no,
the kind of guy you are. You would go. You
Mr.
Would
Wyman, are you saying
like
that a man has the right to go in and shoot his wife and kids because he can't express his American rage?
Well, I mean, can I answer that?
Yeah, I can, because this guy's pissed.
Hey, Chester, just because you're a scaredy cat doesn't mean the rest of us have to be.
A scaredy cat?
Yeah, that's what you sound like to me.
Let me tell you something. I played football at the University of Arizona. I played against Pat Tillman. I know Pat Tillman very well. You think I'm not enraged by what's going on over there? I'm enraged about all the different things that are going on in every part of the world that we're involved in.
Yeah,
I feel complete sympathy for our soldiers, for our family, but I feel like as Americans, we're in the wrong as well. We're not doing everything 100% correct. We're not.
How would you like
it if I came people,
up to you?
Just because we have
Chester,
just because we can cover it up better. Can
right,
I please
hold on,
talk for a second?
Hold on, gentlemen. There's a lot of talking going on over each other, and I just wanted to make sure everyone's being heard here. And
well, Mr. Henry, you're making me angry because you sound so even-tempered. Why don't you get angry?
I beg your pardon?
Why don't you get angry?
Because he's a man of integrity.
I'm
he doesn't
trying,
have to get angry
no,
to
I'm
get his point
I'm trying to moderate this discussion.
Well, you sound too... there's too much equal. Why don't you get pissed off for once in your life, Mr. Henry? At least I respect Chester here, even though he's a liar, because he's...
A liar?
Yeah, you're a liar.
I'm a liar. You're making a very bold assumption, Mr. Attorney.
You know what I'd like to...
So intelligent. I'm a liar,
Chester,
but you're...
How would you like it if I walked up to you, Chester, and I said, Chester, the molester, you would like that, would you?
I would not like it one
bit. It helps me unburden myself.
Unburden yourself? That's different from calling a guy... Now you're accusing the guy of being a child molester.
Okay, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Manager.
Hold on.
Mr. Wine and Attorney. Mr. Sure. Attorney.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you one question.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay, since you have such a problem with people that wear towels in their heads, why don't you go jump in a plane and go volunteer for the United States Army and go over there and fight somebody there? Why don't you go do that? Why don't you go find somebody up there? Why don't you put a gun in your hand and go over there and see if you can go over there and take care of these so-called
towelheads? May I answer that question? May I answer that question?
Yeah, sure. Sure, please.
I fought for this country in the North Pacific with the United States Marines in World War II, Chester the Molester, so I know all of...
All right. Let's grow up.
This guy's trying to say I never picked up a gun. I fought the Japanese on Saipan.
I said, why don't you go do it?
I fought the Japanese on Saipan, and now I'm having a hard time breathing.
Because you're insane. You're absolutely insane. And you don't even have a point. You can't even discuss this one because you have no point. You have no relevance, no intelligence. You sound like an idiot, huh?
I'm having a hard time breathing because you're pissing me off.
I hope I'll piss you off because what you're talking about right now is the exact problem with this country right now. There's a lot of people out there that are stupid. They have no intelligence, just like you.
They're
in high positions, you know, quote-unquote attorney.
Okay.
That's a good position to have in today's society.
But you don't even bring dignity
to your position.
I fought the Japanese on Saipan. I put a bayonet right through a Jap's face who talked to me the way you did. He said, are you going to be attorney someday? And I said, yeah. He said, well, you stinking. And I put a bayonet right through his face.
And you're very proud of that, too. And I bet you sleep well at night, too, knowing that you killed another man.
No Japanese guy makes fun of what I do for a living.
He makes fun of you when you kill him, right?
I thought the guy was a soldier.
Well, that, too.
All right.
This is Bob Green. This produce manager, he got the head cashier pregnant, and that was after the beheading started. So what's that about?
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Why is he getting a girl pregnant after everybody's pissed off about a guy getting his head sawed off? He should have laid low.
Maybe he was laying low. That's just a joke, Chester. You know,
I'll get out of here, both of you clowns. Chester, thank you for your call.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Henry.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Henry.
Thank you.
I'd like to
get out of here.